Jeff Blackman talking here today with Kevin Brown. He is the head track coach for the Exirocrin-Kimbolton Spartan girls and boys teams. They'll be sending a couple of competitors down to the state meet yet this week on Thursday and also on Saturday. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Good. I'm just excited it's finally Blue Oval week.
Yeah, and it's a special feeling for the kids, but I have a feeling coaches like being down there and getting to see everything. The state track meets, there's just something about it, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, every year I love going down there, even if my kids aren't competing, and just feel the ambiance of the crowd.
Yep.
And the records that get shattered every year. It's one of those things that, as a former athlete, I kind of reminisce to college days where I ran, and it's just to see that crowd just roar.
Yep.
When kids get down to the home stretch or kids hitting the, you know, their school records or, you know, meet records, state records. It's just a great weekend.
It is. I tell everybody all the time, out of all the state tournaments I cover, the state track meet is my favorite because of the uniqueness. And it's probably the one where, as a media guy, I feel I can be as close to the action as I possibly can be without actually being in it. But, yeah, congrats to you and to Taryn Peterson and Austin Rasmussen, both of them qualifying to head on down to the state track meet. Let's start, though, with last Thursday's qualifying meet. I know talking with you ahead of time, as a coach, you were so much wanting, you know, those kids and anybody else that could get through.
Yeah.
So what was that feeling like, and how did you feel like everybody kind of competed for you last week?
Yeah, I mean, going into last week, it was a lot of nerves, not only for me, but those athletes. Taryn and Austin knew they had a shot at getting in, and we kind of just sat down and talked it out, and we did the best game plan we could by resting them leading up to districts and then resting them during the meet until their projected race that I wanted them to have the best chance of qualifying in. So Austin only ran the mile, so he sat and sat and sat and sat and then finally had to warm up and get locked in. And just looking at his eyes, I knew he was ready to go. He wanted to hit his goal. He hit 440, which was his goal. So now at state, we're hoping he goes sub 440. Same with Taryn. I sat her, and then finally she was go time for the open four, and she responded. It was a tough headwind that day. I told her just to go at 200 with everything she had left, and she did that. She PR'd, and she got in at 19th. So her goal now is just to go sub 102
right.
And just compete.
Yeah, and what do you tell them that's going to be different for them? Because it's fast at the state meet. Everybody seems to be faster. I've seen kids, you know, in a two-mile yeah. cut 20, 25 seconds off of their best time, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff. So everything's going to be faster. So how do you prepare those two for that?
Yeah, I mean, district meets already are going out fast. So the state meet is just kind of levels up. It's one of those things where they have one last shot to do the best they can. And I talked to both of them, telling them, hey, don't be afraid to go out fast. Don't be afraid to try to hang out with those top kids in your heat. I mean, it's just one of those things that you leave everything you have on that Blue Oval. And I'm going to be honest, looking at the weather forecast, it's going to be a beautiful day to run their best and PR and possibly break some school records.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully both of them will do that, Coach. We'll talk about kind of the prep for them in a moment, but who else did you feel performed pretty well for you last week at the state qualifying meet, even if they were not able to make it down?
Yeah, we had a medalist in our thrower, Anthony Young, on the boys' side.
Yep.
He came out late in the season. He had a good attitude. He threw 41 feet for us. In previous meets, he threw 44. He just didn't have it, but he's willing to come back next year and give it his best shot. Also on the boys' side, we had a strong showing with Ron Rye and John Ty. Both sprinters, they've done really well this year, improving throughout the season. We also had a freshman thrower, Chet Boyson. He PR'd also. So, I mean, we saw a lot of things improve throughout the year in the district meet. Sometimes it's hard to PR in the 100 and 200 with that win that was howling through that meet. But a lot of good performances on the boys' side. And on the girls' side, we had a lot of medalists. Michelle Wilson, she showed up.
Yep.
She got two medals. We also had some good performances in the hurdles as well. We had a medalist in the 400 hurdles with Brooklyn Snyder. Also, Andy Young Riseguard in the 800. She ran a PR 242. So lots of bright spots throughout our team on both sides. And I just liked how they competed. You never know what's going to happen at districts, but they showed up, and I'm pretty proud of this group.
So for those kids that are coming back next year that didn't make state this year with the success they had throughout this season, I have a feeling a lot of them kind of walked off of the track Thursday last week with some smiles and kind of excited mm-hmm. about the future of what they can accomplish.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice to have only one senior on both sides.
Yep.
Austin's been a great leader. The bright side is the junior high team on the girls' side. We're projected to get about 10 or 11 girls out next
nice.
Year. So it pretty much doubles our team. A lot of really good, talented young women coming up. Also on the boys' side, with only Austin graduating, it just means that with a bigger team, there's more things you can do, more possibilities, more relays. So just those team cultures. We had a really solid team culture this year, getting back the girls' team this year, and then the boys' team just staying together and growing as the season progressed. So just as a whole, I think they walked off the track at districts, not hanging their heads, but instead smiling and remembering a great season.
So for the two moving on, Taryn and Austin, 5 to 7 days off between the meets from last Thursday to when they run either Thursday this week or Saturday, so actually 7 to 9 days potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Did you run them right away? Did you give them Friday off? I mean, how did you guys start prepping, and when did you start prepping for getting them ready for the state meet?
Right. That Friday, they were pretty sore for giving up their best effort. So I let them have Friday off. I'm not that mean. But I did give them some homework to do over the weekend, like any good teacher coach does. They give them some homework to do, and then we were back at it. I gave them their workouts. They both preferred to work out on their own this week, which was great. It's kind of one of those weeks where you just kind of have to rebound really quick mentally.
Yep.
Austin was busy enough. He's been golfing at the postseason at Fort Dodge. So he was really busy up until Monday anyway. Taryn, there's not much you can do in the 400 with, you know, less than a week of prep. So we just gave her one quick workout, and the rest of the day is just staying loose. As you know, she's playing softball. So it's one of those things. She's on her feet anyways. She's getting good runs in between. So I think they're both locked in. I wasn't really worried about the training. All the work, as they would say, has already been put in. So just keeping them loose mentally, physically, just being ready to compete and trying to hit those things that they want to hit going on to the competition.
Coach, do any of the other track kids get to go down with them to be an extra kid with them, or do they have to go down by themselves? I think the state sometimes allows you one, but I don't know those rules.
Yeah, so they allow us to take, our school's allowing us to take a group down. So we're piling in a big van for Taryn's race, and we get a couple extra wristbands to rest here and have to pitch in and then get in their own. But Taryn's really excited that she gets to get to go with a group of girls. The same with Austin. The guys are really supportive of Austin. They're going to meet us down there, and there's some traveling with us. So we'll have our small but mighty cheer group. I know it's not going to be a huge section with only two qualifiers, but our kids really support each other, and that's one of the strong suits we have at Xire UHK.
Absolutely, and I know one of the things I think they've kind of lightened up on here in the last few years ago was if you didn't have a competition, you were down there by yourself, you know, and stuff. Now I think especially like for long jump, some of those events, they allow a teammate to come down to train with, to warm up with, and those things. So hopefully some of the other kids got that opportunity to come down to the field and be, you know, be around and be a part of it, because they can even soak in more, I think, there than they could in the crowd if they want to.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like I said, I mean, our future's bright, especially on the girls' side. So just being in that atmosphere, and parents as being a leader this year and as a team captain, she's pushing for those girls to get soaked up with the experience, not just for her sake, but for our future sake and our future state qualifiers.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we thank you for everything here today. We will see you down there at the state meet coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Best of luck to both Taryn and Austin, and we'll catch up with you next week again as well to recap the season.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Kevin Brown again with the Xire Oakland Gibbleton Spartan girls and boys track team.